Could you please tell me what the Quran says about nuclear war?
Well, the Quran positively prophesizes the nuclear war to occur on this earth with vast destruction. And although the destruction described by the Holy Quran is vast and immense, yet it also prophesizes at the same time, the same place, that human beings in large numbers would survive. And then the surviving human beings would turn seriously towards Islam and would ultimately follow the path of the Holy Prophet, who follows the right, straight path. So this is the great prophecy made 1400 years ago, for which there were no signs at that time. In fact, the science of that age was so preliminary and primitive that it was inconceivable even by the most advanced scientists to predict such things. Yet strange it is that Ahmad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the founder of Islam, although he was not a scientist, yet he speaks of this advanced knowledge of man and of how it would bring calamity to man himself. There are so many things, but I think let it suffice here that the prediction is there, not only in one place, but in some other places as well. And human race would survive.
So are you saying that there will certainly be a world war, and a nuclear war?
There's every likelihood there would be, otherwise the Holy Quran wouldn't predict it.
So it can be averted or not?
It can be.
Does it have to be?
Philosophically speaking, it can be. But actually, it's a very, very remote possibility, if at all. Because that if involves a transformation of the character of human beings who control the world affairs. And they are turning to God and to morality. Of that, there is very little likelihood, if at all any. So although, theoretically speaking, there should be a likelihood of averting this war, but that decision depends on our, not on our minds, on our actions as well. If we reform truly and honestly and turn to God, yes, everything can be averted. But I don't see any signs of, such happening.